mention. All right, right up there with Bigfoot.
Okay.
All right, so I will call us to order as we do our budget work sessions. We're with the county attorney today, and before we get to the county attorney, I just want to say this is a particularly sad budget work session for me because it's the last time we're going to be with Teresa Smith in a budget work session. And Teresa, what you need to know is from my perspective, and I firmly believe I'm speaking for the whole board here, you always made the job really, really easy. Always appreciated the knowledge you brought forward in the budgeting process and the way you could speak to the numbers you had here. So we're going to miss you, but thank you very much. County Attorney Reynolds.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. For the record, my name is Jessica Reynolds. I'm the county attorney, and I'm here today with
of course, as always, Sanders stole my thunder because I also have a few words to say about Teresa, but I'm going to wait till the end of my remark. We're very excited to be here today to present the fiscal year 19 county attorney budget. My goal as Story County Attorney is to protect the public and do justice while utilizing the minimum amount of tax dollars necessary to complete those goals. I am so proud of my office and the people therein. We've experienced tremendous success as a team. This past year, we have prosecuted over 12,000 crimes in our office. We have disposed of approximately 500 juvenile cases this year. We've handled over 100 mental health and substance abuse commitment hearings, and we've disposed of 500 civil legal issues. We successfully prosecuted the perpetrators in the Ames campus town drive-by shooting cases. We've worked as a team with our law enforcement entities. Further, my first assistant, Tim Meals, was awarded the Iowa County Attorney Association Staff Attorney Award of Merit. I'm very proud of him for that. And the positive work environment that Teresa and I have worked so hard to create in our office continues, and it has fostered great growth and collaboration. The work that we do each day is always in the best interest of the citizens of Story County. And I just wanted to publicly thank all of my attorneys and my staff for their passion and their hard work each and every day. I also wanted to extend an invitation to the Board of Supervisors at this time and invite you to the Victim Witness Revitalization Ribbon Cutting. That's going to be January 23rd at 2 p.m. in the Law Library of the Justice Center. I'm really excited to announce at that time, and I'll preview it here today, that we're going to be reviving the Victim Witness Program in our office. We're going to be doing that with no additional funding requests. We're going to do it with existing staff. So I'm really excited about that. And Mary Richards, the former Story County Attorney, will be joining me. She's the one that actually started the Victim Witness Program in the County Attorney's Office. So I hope you'll all be able to attend. And last but not least, I wanted to just publicly thank Teresa Smith for her dedication and service to Story County, and particularly to the Story County Attorney's Office. I have worked with Teresa for 9 years, believe it or not, and she has so many great qualities, but one of her best qualities is her selfless service, and she just makes everything better. And I was thinking, all the stuff that we've been through, which I can't even, it was almost overwhelming when I was thinking about it, because it's 9 years, and one of the things I remember is when I became first assistant in 2013, it became really evident to me quickly that we needed to change the culture in our office and we needed to make it a positive work environment. And the first person I went to was Teresa, and I said, "Hey, I think we need to change things around here. You want to help me? I'm really not exactly sure how we're going to do it." And she was like, "Sure." And from that moment on, we worked hard together. We read a lot of books. We went to a couple trainings. Mm-hmm. We talked about a lot of ideas. And, Teresa, I couldn't have done any of it without you. And I'm so grateful to you. And our time together has been really wonderful. And on a personal note, you become a very dear and trusted friend. So I wish you all the best. And thank you.
Thank you.
I have tissues.
Is that why you have tissues? Please. Please. I would welcome that. Please. Thank you.
Well, big time.
So in conclusion, I'd like to thank the Board of Supervisors for their support of my office. Really, we could not do the hard work that we have to do every day without your support. And you've extended that support in all areas, and I'm so grateful to you. So I look forward to discussing my fiscal year 2019 budget with you all today.
Super. Thank you, Jess. I'll just say, and I really believe that this is true from an entire board perspective, but I'll have Loris and Marty weigh in if they want. It has been so rewarding to watch the work of our county attorney's office and how you and all of your attorneys and all of your staff work every day to protect the people of Story County. We people of Story County are really, really lucky to have an attorney's office as capable as yours is, and thank you very much. Loris, Marty, anything to add before we get started?
Well, appreciate that. As I jump right into numbers and I said to look at a budget, I mean, if you said it earlier, I will reinforce the mean. Yes, you do a good job of running the ship in a fiscally responsible manner. And on behalf of the taxpayers of Story County, thank you.
Thank you.
Loris?
And I just say again, thank you for the rapid response I got at 10:30 last night, and then you know, at 5:30 again in the morning. And Teresa, as I told you at that lunch, you are a kind person. Thank you. Your opening attitude toward me was very comforting in some of the early days. So thank you.
Outstanding. All right. So we're on revenues now. And I really don't have any questions on revenues, but I do want to go down to fines recovery, court order obligations.
Sure.
Is 325 and 65, are those still numbers that we want to keep in here? I mean, so we haven't hit it the last couple years. The realities of the program should be settling in now. Where do we think we are?
Yeah, so I think I'm a little high in my revenue estimates, probably too optimistic. As you'll recall, we went from a 40% collection rate to 28%, with the caveat that Linebarger was mostly getting out of the collection decision. And so we went from 40% to 28% for the general fund, and then we went from, so when we hit threshold, that's when our office gets an additional percentage, and that went from 20% to 5%. And I just don't think that I think that last year's actuals are going to be really where we land this year.
Okay. So Kim, I was going to say, can we budget that reasonably at 225, even though it was 220 last year,
yes,
and budget it reasonably at 30,000, even though it was 26, and think there's a realistic expectation that we can,
yes,
hit those numbers?
Absolutely.
So I'm going to reestimate both of those two, because I think that's way more realistic of the store will be.
Yeah.
Just 225 and 30.
That's what I'm suggesting. Yeah. If everybody's good with that, then that's what we'll plug in.
Well, it certainly looks like from the 16-17, you know, that looks closer to where we are. And I had kind of made some notes there,
yeah,
thinking, that we would be so lucky to be able to do that. But
yeah.
And you've collected a lot of the easy stuff, right? The back,
correct.
So everything else is more of an effort for every dollar.
Yeah. Well, and we're just getting so much smaller percentage. I think probably fairly reasonable. Now, what I would ask, and I'm not asking for that right now, Jessica, but I would ask that in the next year or so, we start to do a real cost-benefit analysis of our entire fines recovery program. Because when we built this program, it was based on the reasonable assumption that it was going to be $365,000 to $400,000 a year that we were bringing in. Now it looks to me like it's more like a $250,000 line item. And that's great, but let's make sure that what we're spending to go chase those dollars is still a benefit to people in Story County.
Agreed. I'd be happy to do that. One thing I want to make sure I highlight for the board is that these are just the revenues that we're bringing into the county. So this does not show crime victim restitution that we're collecting or our fees or sheriff's fees and those things. So I just would want to caveat that, but I'd be happy to do that for the board today.
Yeah, and like I say, don't put it anywhere near the top of your list, but just at some point with a new reality, we need to take a look at the program and see what we're putting in and what we're getting out, both tangible and intangible.
That's fair.
So, anything else on the revenue side?
I'm just going back up to 2321, which is the Violence Against Women grant. Have you heard any positive news that it will continue? I mean, you know, funding.
Well, so we believe that we will have that funding still. Okay. It's down a little bit, as you can tell, and we knew we were getting cut a little bit, but that should be about where we land. Of course, no guarantees, but yeah.
If you'd heard something out there.
Several other counties did actually lose their VAWA grant, and we were not one of them. So that's good news.
Good on revenues. We can go to expenses?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll drop down for all the employee costs, unless you guys have something you want to talk about there. Jessica, I believe that the board is going to continue its practice from the last few years of certifying to you that any approved position you have, we will fully fund that position actual cost.
Perfect.
And we'll plug it in at, you said 95% this year is where you got it plugged in. We'll
right.
plug it in at 95% and then make our adjustments at the end of the year as needed.
That sounds great.
Thank any you. Questions on the employee cost? Okay. Nothing there? Okay. So we'll go right down the list. I didn't have any questions on office supplies. Does anybody else? Magazine, periodicals, and books, that looks up to me. I was hoping you could walk me through why we're increasing there.
Absolutely. So the reason, as you'll notice, every other year, so every odd year, we increase in our books line item, and that's because the Iowa Code is published every odd year, and so every other year we purchase the Iowa Code. So that's the reason for the difference in this fiscal year, since it's an odd year, we'll keep purchasing those code books.
How many copies do you guys get?
We get, so we have three attorneys that do not want the hard copy. They're my innovative three. And the rest of us do want a hard copy. So that means that I get 12 copies of Iowa Code.
And I think there's one free for an elected official, is that correct?
Has that
gone by the wayside? Seems like the elected officials
used
to get one free copy.
That must have changed when I became the elected official. Blue Book, we get one of those free, but we have to pay for shipping and handling, but that's the only thing I remember.
For the
free. And I don't get the Blue Book anymore.
Nope.
No. I don't like the Blue Book. I eliminated that.
Okay, so I'm good there. Fine collection program, $58.94. Looks to me like, so to this point, halfway through the year, you've only spent $2,477. So I like to double things wherever possible. Just talk me through that one.
Sure. So if you guys go to my breakdown on the fines collection program, I'll just walk you through what we have left to pay. So the reason that we've only used that amount is because we're billed either monthly or quarterly. And so let's start with AreaLink, the text reminder service. We have that they bill us monthly, and so we have left to pay $630 on that service.
Yep.
Thompson West Clear, we have left to pay $1,939.98.
Okay.
We paid Iowa Workforce Development, and the work number, we have left to pay the full $1,000. And so that's a total of $3,569.98 that we are able to pay.
Which gets us right where we are. Super. Any other questions there before we flip to page 15? And I actually didn't have any questions on page 15. Laura Smarty, anything you want to talk about?
On education and training, we're going to spend 6%, kind of backloading the year for training.
So what happens, Mark, so great question. If you look at my breakdown, what happens is our largest expense are the International Violence Against Women's Conference and the Okoboji Conference, and those happen in the spring. So we'll pay for it. So you'll see my claims come through in the spring, and that will wipe out almost, that total amount.
Will there be any additional training dollars needed to replace Teresa for her position?
There aren't enough dollars, Marty.
There will be, Marty.
Just
there will be.
You're
I think it's about $50,000.
Luckily, you have a county insurance. That's extremely involved now, so she knows how to do.
What a great suggestion by Supervisor.
Let's just point out before we get all fired up, we used to have education and training budgeted at $10,000, and County Attorney Reynolds, when she came in, she asked for additional dollars, and so we more than doubled that last year, and I'm hopeful that this represents an adequate amount of money to spend. But we're always for education and training. But
we have an absolute perfect amount of education and training. We were way low before because we hadn't adjusted in our office from when we went from 9 attorneys to 15. So we were way low. And so now we have adequate training dollars. And I'd just like to say for the record that I found the difference in those dollars in my budget before I requested them last year.
Absolutely.
So that dollar is 22 change. It's going to be fine.
It's perfect.
I had a question under special law enforcement, the special projects, which is on page 15 and it serves on the bottom, line 247. And I just kind of, it looks like the amount spent varied. It was high back in 15 and 16, but it was low in 17. And so now you're on target. So for 3,500, now with the 5,000 just kind of budgeted. So is that just kind of go up and down depending on what you've got going?
Here's what that is. So that is the dollars that we pay to belong to the Central Iowa Drug Task Force. And it does vary greatly depending on how much buy money is used. And it is definitely a line item that I'm paying close attention to. We've actually changed some things because it was getting to the point where it was becoming too expensive for us to belong to that, and I definitely am committed to that task force. So we've actually changed a few things about the way we do restitution, but it fluctuates greatly. It's difficult to budget for, and my commitment to the task force is that as long as we recoup enough dollars through our forfeitures to pay those fees, we will maintain our association.
Thanks.
Well, there's, I think, the $2,500 left in that fund of yours at the end of December.
But we have several large forfeitures that we filed that are coming through. Yeah, I mean, it's that close.
Yeah,
we're watching
the Special Law Enforcement Fund is kept track of, I mean, the balance. This split between the two, depending on the sheriff or the attorney, depending on how that money was.
But we've always loosely tied together the revenue to the expense.
So, so they can spend more than they have in that fund.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And back to the forfeiture and the revenue related to
the sale of seized property.
Yeah. Which are forfeitures. Yep.
And there's very specific things that that can be spent on.
And right now we only spend it to belong to the task force,
right,
which is something we're working on.
Yeah.
So I just want to point out, if we decide to stick where we are in terms of operations for the county attorney, I'm talking about $98,247 in operational costs, and that is actually down from $104,358 last year. So we've got a county attorney that's coming forward to us with a budget that spends $6,000 less than they had to spend last year. I think that is the definition of fiscal responsibility.
Thank you. I'm really proud of the budget, and I appreciate you noticing that.
Yep. Absolutely. So, you know, it's against my better judgment to dig into a budget and not change anything just because. But I don't find anything that we need to change. Anybody have anything?
My questions, they were asked and answered. I see everything at the temple because the budget did not change year over.
It's just a really good, tight budget. Is it enough? Do you have enough in here to do
anything? Absolutely. Yeah, we do. I appreciate that.
I've been here 8 years. I've never asked that question before. Yeah. Okay. If there's nothing else for us, we're done with this one. I wish they could all be like that.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.